Welcome, everyone, to another
Chop Shop edition of the Hour Bomb.
Chop Shop edition of the Hour Bomb, huh?
Yes, it is brought to you by Tara's Junk in the Trunk Junkyard. There's no other slogan for it.
Oh, there's no other slogan?
Well, that's it. They're not fancy. They just got junk in the trunk.
Oh, brought to us by Tara's Junk in the Trunk Junkyard.
All right.
I guess that's what I get for not paying our intern to come up with these.
Yeah.
Remind me to pay him. Not a whole lot. Maybe triple what you make. What he makes, though.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, welcome to another sponsored edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the 2013 TWR Personality of the Year, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
The Randy.
I'll just kill you.
You're the Randy Orton of the network. You're trying to be the face network, but no one likes you.
I'll just kill the mics. I don't care. Anyway.
You're the Randy Orton of the network. You're the face of the company, and no one likes you.
Whatever. Joined, as always, by my partner in crime, or my partners in crime.
The big, bad booty daddy.
The big A, Adrian Masters, here. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Man, we're... Yes. All right. Settle down, crowd. And the Jizz Mapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. God, I knew you were going to do that. I knew it.
What, so does it surprise you at all?
No.
Okay, good. Anyway. So, yes. What year are we? 14.
2014.
Elimination Chamber in the books.
Yes, it is.
And this is our 50th show.
Yes, welcome to the Hour Bomb number 50.
Technically, it's our one-year anniversary.
Last week would have been our one-year anniversary.
Well, it was in between last week and this week.
Yeah, so something like that. We'll call it that. Week. Yeah, our one-year anniversary. Wow. Can you guys believe we've been doing this for a year?
It's unbelievable.
I cannot believe it.
I cannot dig it.
Well, think about it. When we started at the kitchen table, you know, with just not a whole lot of stuff, not knowing what the hell we were doing, and our first show was terrible, no sound effects, really, and you know, within first few months, we get picked up by the TWR Network, and...
Our first show was February 17th, so it would have been this past Monday Night Raw.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Did we do it immediately after the Elimination Chamber?
Yes, we did.
I did not know. When did...
Yeah, we did.
You're right. Wow.
I know.
Sponsored by G.I. Joe Retaliation and WWE Power Slammers. So, whoops.
Somebody left their phone on.
Yeah, that was on me. Hey, close that out.
You know,
Adrian.
We were going to save this for the show if we had a timer this week, but since we don't... You're never going to believe what happened this week at the bar, Jason.
What happened at the bar?
He spent like 15, 20 minutes talking to the same girl and left with her.
Oh my God, I'm having a heart attack over here.
We were actually going to wait. We were hoping that this was going to be a time week so I could wait till you started the timer and then drop that on you.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, because it fell on pay-per-view. Yeah.
So... How much did you have to pay her?
We didn't have to pay her at all. She started the conversation with him.
Did she have all of her teeth?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Now, granted, she had a little bit of a beard, but, you know.
Oh, okay. She did not have a beard at all.
So, what's his name? Had to have been a dude before, right?
I don't think so.
Damn.
She actually wasn't bad looking either.
Yeah.
They didn't have the lights on, did they?
You know what? It was kind of hard to see, so I couldn't really see all that well. Dude, I got a bum eye anyway.
Dude, she's a friend of Daphne, okay?
Well, and clearly, just because you have good-looking friends, me, doesn't mean all your friends are good-looking. You.
Fuck you.
So, what's... I can't even say it. What's her name?
Kat.
Nice.
Uh-huh. She had a friend Sarah with her.
Oh. So have you talked to said person?
She has not texted me back yet.
Oh.
I know.
Well, have you tried calling the number?
No, I have not.
$10. He dials the number. hey, thanks for calling Pizza Hut. How can I help you?
You know, I would say you need to call just to see if you, A, get an actual voicemail box, or B...
Or you need to block your number before you do it.
Why?
Are you actually going to talk to her if she picks up? Or is this going to be a test?
Because I mean, I'm not going to do it on the air right now.
No, you should call her.
You should call her.
Just call her. Don't just text. Call.
Right now. He should do it on the air.
No, we're not going to do that to him on the air.
I
can plug in his phone to the mixer. No, we're good. We can all hear it live. Jason means sex life live on the Hour Bomb.
You can play the crickets again. All right.
Yeah, no.
Actually, no, you can also make the Dusty Road sound, too.
Because
that's a more accurate sound.
That is, actually. Jeez.
Oh, get the lotion.
God. Anyway.
I can see he has a dog named Devon. He goes, Devon, get the lotion.
So, get pictures?
No.
You haven't stalked her on Facebook?
No.
Dude, I'll do it right now. What's her name? Kat, friend of Daphne. Well, all I need to do is go to her Facebook page and then try to find her.
Look for Kat, Catherine, anything close on that.
Yeah, at least gotta give me this one. C or K?
K.
Ooh.
Kinky.
Yeah. Because we know a cat with a C, and that's not so...
Because I'm going to say it this way. I actually asked her, it's like, is it a cat with a C or a K? And she says, what do you think? I said, K.
Because I know a cat with a C, not so much. But the cat with the K I know?
Yeah. I'd do her. I think I would.
She's a manager at Pier 1. At a Pier 1.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dolphins fan got that one wrong? Wow.
Well, okay. He said that he thought Bray Wyatt was going to pin him.
Ah, I gotcha.
He said he's going to... The only thing he got wrong was who got pinned.
But anyway. God, I can't... go back to what we were talking about earlier. Number 50. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I just, you know... First off, we just want to... Huh? What do you mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about Jason Heath's sex life.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about the pay-per-view.
Oh, well, eventually we will. But, so, how the hell are you guys doing, though?
You know, I'm all right.
How are your balls, Adrian, after you've got the,
I'm not going to talk about that.
Wait a minute. He's not going to talk about that rash?
No. Last week when he said, hey, you know, I really do have this growth on my balls, he wasn't playing.
No, I was dead serious last week. I had to go to the doctor and get it lanced.
Yeah. They had to drain his balls.
Yeah.
So is it the left nut or the right nut?
It technically was just the side of my sack. It wasn't really a nut.
Ah. God.
Yeah. I don't want to like go outside our list. We got a decent crowd of 9 people.
Yeah. I know. Okay. So
don't cross them out.
We will. So Heath, how you been?
I've been.
Good.
I've been sick for a couple weeks now, but I finally got some sleep last night.
We're down to 8.
Shut.
All right. Son of a bitch. So, well, let's see who we got in the chat, Adrian.
All right. Who we got in the chat? We have...
Let's see here.
The Shane.
Hey, bulk up.
We got Hooks.
Bulk up.
Montana Man.
Bulk up.
Mr. Richard 269.
Yeah, bulk up.
And yours truly, the whole effing show, the Big A.
Yeah. Hi.
You may not want to cup his balls. I'm not actually hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Hi.
Of course. And, Richard finally gets to see the entire pay-per-view, and he didn't have a column out this week.
He didn't get to see the entire pay-per-view. He didn't start watching until the Shield-like Wyatt match.
He said finally got to see a pay-per-view first time. Oh, okay.
Oh, and do I see 3 anonymous users?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
And Tom Foley was in here.
He was.
Oh, all right. Yeah, bulk up to him.
And I know Leonard Taylor listens.
Hey, bulk up.
Mark Jones.
Yeah, we know Nick French will probably show up.
Nick French will probably be on here. He probably is. Bulk he up. Likes to stalk. Who the hell is Leonard Taylor, Nick French, Mark Jones?
Yeah, we're good. We'll get him next time.
Rod Father.
Piss off you.
There we go.
All right, that's good.
The Kabuki Man.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck him.
We don't know who he is.
Yeah,
please.
I don't know who he is. The Rodfather has put a bounty on his head.
Rodfather's pissed at him.
Well, that's fine. That's something we actually agree on.
Wow. Someone's got his panties on backwards, I think.
It might be.
Might be.
He's wearing a string thong, too, so it's a little
cool. Ooh.
What the hell was that?
Jason's getting Facebook notifications.
I don't have... Oh, shit, I do have Facebook open on this
computer. Oh, shame on you.
Oh, that was loud, too.
Yes, it was.
Oh, Kyle Robinson commented, I'm here.
All right. Welcome to you.
Greg Papalorukas. He liked our post. He might be here. I don't know. He might be one of the anonymous users.
Oh, okay.
He could be.
Could be. All right.
Well, if he's one of them, well, walk up to you.
Okay, there you go.
I'm just looking on Mixer to see if there's anyone else here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because... Right.
Richard, Adrian, Pamalakalaka.
Oh, so he is. There he is. Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, buddy. Okay, so...
Anyway.
Well, if this is your first time listening, you joined us on a special night. Not only is it pay-per-view night, so there's no time limit to the Hour Bomb, but you also caught us on Hour Bomb number 50.
Our 1 year anniversary, actually.
1 year anniversary of doing this. Again, I can't believe we've actually done this for a year and not killed each other.
I know, it's a little surprising.
I am, too. It's been a hell of a year, though. I mean...
Oh, indeed.
We just, you know, like I was saying before, we progressed from just really, really bad to mediocre now.
Yeah, yay, mediocre.
Actually, we're the best show on Sunday nights.
We are the best show on Sunday.
Yes.
We're TWR late night.
We are. We're TWR after dark.
Yes.
Hey, we got another user in the chat room. Holy shit.
Wait, another user?
Yes. Nick French?
Who is it?
No one knew. Just anonymous.
Oh, just another anonymous user.
No, never mind.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, how the show normally works is I usually have a list of shit I have to try to get through, and I have 1 hour, 60 minutes to try to get through that. However...
Tonight you didn't even bother making a list.
Didn't bother making a list, because no time limit tonight. Yeah. So we're just going to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
Yes, we are.
Probably wrap things up about midnight.
Our time.
Yeah, our time. 1 o'clock if you're on the East Coast.
Yep. So if you're tuning in for the first time, hey, welcome. For our normal listeners, thanks a lot, guys. Welcome back.
Appreciate it.
And
happy anniversary.
Yes, happy 1 year anniversary to us, guys. Who did you bring the cake?
I did not bring the cake.
It was your job. It was in your contract. 1 year anniversary.
Bring the cake. I did not see anything in that contract saying I had to bring the cake on the 1 year anniversary.
That was like the second word in the contract. Cake.
You know, we're going to replace you with Richard.
No, we're going to replace him with the Rodfather.
Okay, yeah, we'll replace you with the Rodfather because he's the best co-host we've had ever.
Special guest.
Special guest.
Right. Special
guest. Forget those three jackasses that were here for the Royal Rumble. They were terrible.
Oh, you know what? Dan was okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
don't even start on Sean, though. He stunk. an odor to Sean Brown.
Are you sure it wasn't just you were smelling?
Yeah, I don't keep track of
that. We did have chili dogs that night.
We did, that's true.
It could have just been all of us.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah.
So. And in a space down here, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Heath, you got anything else?
No, I sure don't.
No, you didn't bring the fucking cake either, Adrian.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Nope.
Growth is good.
Growth is good.
Holy shit! First time in all of them, and he's good.
All right.
Well, it's still healing. There's a giant scab, and you know I didn't.
Oh. Why did you even ask?
I
agree with I agree with the Shane. The cake is a lie.
No, Shane, no.
The cake is a lie.
You mean the cake is a lie. You can just get out right now because we don't need you as a listener. Bam.
No, please stay. Anyway,
What the fuck is this?
This is the Elimination Chamber theme.
Well, it's horrible. You should be horrible for playing it.
It starts out a little weird.
It starts out a lot weird, apparently. Apparently, it doesn't
have to listen. What the fuck is samurai fighting and shit now?
I guess so. Wow, this is horrible.
It's techno music.
Okay, we're going to stop
that. That's why you don't like it.
We're going to just... Well, I'm trying to stop it, because I wouldn't call it music.
Yeah, the chat doesn't like it either.
Yeah. Well, apparently I deafened him at first. It does sound like a car alarm, yes. So, the music issue... It is. It was fucking terrible. I apologize for that. I will... You know what? To the WWE for making that their theme song.
And you for playing it.
Absolutely not. I'm just being as... accurate as possible with our show.
Yes.
So why don't you go eat a dick?
Okay.
All right. That's what I thought.
Oh.
You can't turn your microphone off. It kills all of them.
I know. Asshole.
Man.
God, what a dick. So anyway.
Say it yourself.
Elimination Chamber, 2013, 14. Shit, we've been in
the,
almost 2 months.
We're gonna skip over the opener match because we didn't get to see it.
No, we didn't. However, we will report the winner was
the Brotherhood,
Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
Whoa!
Yes,
I'm not playing that. That sounds like shit too.
I like it. It's good.
No, it's not.
It's good. I like it.
That's one of the worst mixed ones they put together.
It's the best mixed one they've ever put together.
I'm not even going to answer that one. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. That's
what's better?
I thought the Jericho one was good. I thought Rated RKO was good.
Yeah, Rated RKO was pretty
good. Yeah, Rated RKO. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that good. Voices in Edge's music, or was that the old theme in Edge's music? I don't even remember what it was now, actually.
Here we go.
You We're off topic what? Already.
Do we have a time limit tonight?
No, we don't.
Okay, so hold on. You think you know it.
Yeah, okay, what's that one?
It was this one, okay. I did like this one. It was pretty good, actually.
Actually, right? I'll tell you what my real favorite one is.
What?
RVD and Robin. RVD and Booker T.
I think I've got that one, too, but I'm not going to dig for it. So.
Wow.
But anyway, so yeah, your winner, the Brotherhood. And again, we totally missed it, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't yeah. be on that one. It was free. You should have watched it your own damn self.
Exactly.
Shane says Booker T and RVD was terrible. It kind of was.
I'm not going to lie. It was bad.
It was really bad.
It's the Booker Man, y'all. One of a kind.
And it just sounded like someone was bored and was just tapping their finger, throwing in the RVD mix. And, you know, one of a kind. It just ended up probably.
It would end up probably change over to Can You Dig It?
Yeah. Terrible. Oh, God. Okay.
Wasn't there Kane and Booker T, too?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Let's see. Oops.
So apparently the Shane is wanting us to find us find it, so I figure we're finding it.
I don't know if I have it.
Yeah, that's kind of the bad thing, too. It has to be available within our computer library.
And I do... It does not look like I have that.
All right.
So. Oh, well. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
No. RVD and Kane had one.
Yep.
Kane and X-Pac had one.
Wait, Kane and X-Pac?
Uh-huh.
I remember when they were a team.
Wow. I remember when
they were a team. They might have even been tag team champions once.
We'll see if this is it.
No, this is, Talk about terrible, mixes there.
Wow.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I
mean, there was really no segue into the one or the other.
No. Here's one for you.
Holler if you hear me.
Wow, that is bad.
I don't think it was horrible.
It's pretty bad.
It's better than hearing Scott Steiner's, you know, police siren the entire way out to the ring.
Not really. It doesn't mesh well.
Yeah.
Most of them really, 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 really don't, though. Every now and then.
Do you have Jared's show? They're asking for it. Didn't Miz and Jericho have one, too, or no?
I am not sure.
Let me check here.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget you're also asking one person that loses almost every week on Jizz Jams.
I'm looking
Miz
for
Miz Show had one. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Shane has a link.
Chris Jericho, Chris Jericho, 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 Jericho.
Here it is.
Hey, KK Kyle loves the...
I love the Rhodes theme. Yep.
I do not have it.
There's a link in the chat here.
Yes.
I don't know how loud that's going to be.
Okay, fair enough.
KKK Kyle, he really did that?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
KKK Kyle and the Angry Aborigines, AA, host the Wrestling Dish, where they review stuff.
Stuff.
Well,
when Kyle gets better. I know if I wasn't feeling well.
If I had a giant fucking hole in my head, I probably wouldn't
want to
either.
I wouldn't want to put up with Jake.
I mean, Jake gives me a headache as it is. I can't imagine.
I can't imagine having a hole in my head and having to deal with it, too, because that's just not.
Wow.
That's actually true that he had to have the hole drilled into his head because of Jake. He's giving him a headache. We're up to 14 users.
What?
He's giving him a headache. We got 8 anonymous users now. Wow.
Holy shit. All right, let's see.
That's what I
don't know how loud this is going to be, so if I deafen you guys out there, blame Shane.
Okay. So.
Come on! You know I got you!
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they really had to slow down Jericho's theme to match together with the Big Show.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bad ones. But anyway, let's get off the...
off the tangent here.
All right, so pay-per-view seven, had Big E Langston versus Jack Swagger.
We had some issues during this match. Our... cable company ran out, or we just ran into a few issues with that.
Damn,
so,
cable company. Yes.
So we missed a portion of this match. So we didn't catch it all. However, I will have to say what we did catch. It was a good match.
Yeah.
It was a nice opener. It wasn't a, it didn't take our breath away, but it wasn't a shitter match either.
Exactly.
It was a good opening match. It did what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It fired everyone up.
Got the people feeling right about the pay-per-view because, you know, the crowd was mostly behind Big E Langston.
Yep.
It was a good back-and-forth match. Sorry, I had to take a drink.
The one guy they're actually pushing right now that the people want to see pushed.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. And you're a winner and still...
Intercontinental Champion.
Big E. Can't call him Langston anymore.
There we go. I can call him Langston. Big E Langston. There you are.
You're winning still in her. You know, I think in the couple months he's had the title, he defended it more than
Ambrose has so far.
Yeah.
As the U.S. champion.
Yeah. I think so. I was going to say more than McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. So we go from that.
Yeah.
And then the next match we have was actually the one we thought was going to be on the pre-show.
Okay.
The tag team title match.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Jay Uso against the New Age Outlaws.
Yes.
And in this match, we saw the Outlaws win, surprisingly.
Well, are we going to talk about the match? Or
there's not a lot to talk about here, really. I'm sorry, the match kind of was disappointing.
That really? Is right.
Your ass better call! You just think it was because your guys didn't win.
We all picked the Usos to win.
Well, yeah, but I had no vested interest in this.
I'm not saying that it's because the match itself was kind of boring.
And basically we saw the New Age Outlaws kind of do a lot of their old stuff. You know.
I have to say, this is a great time to be a friend of Triple H's in the company, though, apparently.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm not going to argue that. But to me, I think the Outlaws are... I understand why they didn't take the belts off the Outlaws right now.
Why?
Because it's going to serve one of two things.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, they're calling for a major title change at Raw.
Okay.
So either one of two things are going to... One of two titles are going to be on the line tomorrow night, and it's going to change. One, not likely, the World Heavyweight title.
Right.
Option two would be the tag team titles.
Okay.
So I could see the tag team titles changing hands tomorrow night on Raw. If they don't, then they could maybe have a big tag team clusterfuck match at WrestleMania.
I would be on board with them doing like a big ladder match or something like that.
I don't know if the Outlaws could do something like that, but, you know, some kind of big clusterfuck match. Because it's been a while since they've done a clusterfuck match at WrestleMania.
I think they could still do it.
You think they... Okay, let me rephrase that. I don't think they could do it and look...
If they do it a triple tag team match where they're taking bumps and not really having to do much,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's more than just them and the Usos.
Yeah, I think it would have to be them and the Usos and, say, the Real Americans.
If they're still around. But I just, man. The ultimate goal here, I think, was to get the titles off of Cody Rhodes and Goldust without making them lose to the Usos. So... I could see maybe those two being potential. I don't know, because I really kind of want to see a Goldust-Cody Rhodes match. I don't know about you.
I'm indifferent to it.
So,
Oh, we got to talk about Bad News Barrett a little bit here.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
You know, I got to say, and I'm going to touch on this, it would have been appropriate if he had done it at the end of the pay-per-view, too.
It would have been. However, look at the matches that he said something afterwards. He didn't say anything after the Batista match. He didn't say anything after the Shield and the Wyatts. He didn't say anything after the main event.
Yeah.
So the three big matches on the card, they didn't want to mar with Bad News Barrett. But the undercard, oh, he ripped. That was great.
I think, but it would have been appropriate if he had come down after that match. Like, if you thought the WWE cared about sending fans home happy, well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah. If you thought creative had actually done their job tonight, I've got some bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, though, that his fucking podium broke.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And they utilized it.
They did utilize it. Oh, yeah, called them up the idiots there, and, you know, I'm down to your level. You know, he had to. They were in Minnesota, so, I mean,
I'm on board.
They're like Southern Canadians.
Yeah.
Fuck Canada right now. You know what? Fuck you, Canada.
Why are we fucking Canada?
Oh, I'm so pissed off about the Olympics.
I was going to say, it's an Olympic thing.
Why?
The Canadian Olympic hockey team, men's and women's, both beat Team USA.
So hang on. So you're saying fuck all Canadians?
Unless your name's Bret Hart or you're God related to the Hart family. Yeah. Or your name is Edge.
Damn it.
Or Beth Phoenix. So you're or Trish Stratus. Oh, I'd love to fuck Trish Stratus. Don't get me wrong. She's a MILF. But, you know.
Anybody else that's not involved with the wrestling?
Yeah, so Minnesota's like Southern Canada, so fuck you, Minnesota.
And then we had the epic battle, the end-all battles.
Yes.
Between Titus O'Neil and Darren Young.
Yes.
Over who is the real primetime player.
You know, I haven't even actually heard this music yet. This is the first time I've heard it.
Insane. Sounds like generic rap theme.
Yeah, so yes, this means
Titus O'Neil won. We all knew that was going to happen, but
I mean, yeah. It's not surprising. It wouldn't make sense for him to turn on Darren Young and then not win this match.
Yeah, I can't listen anymore. I just, you know, and what pisses me off the most about this whole primetime players thing.
What's that?
They were a decent tag team.
We don't get this anymore.
$1.
Millions of dollars.
It was a good song. I liked it.
It was.
And I'm not a big rap guy. But I liked it, so.
Yeah.
You know.
All I can say is it better be on one of their albums.
Whose albums?
Unless it's, you know, like WWE's.
You can download it.
Yeah. Or, I don't know. I just played it off of my computer, dumbass. Wow. Anyway. Shut up.
Dick.
Yeah. You know, I do want to say congratulations to Team Canada for taking gold in both men's and women's curling.
Good job.
Hey, there you go.
I watched...
One of your favorite sports.
I watched almost every single
match. I know.
It was awesome. I loved it. I'm a curling nut. I don't know what it is. I'm hooked on curling. Like, if I could, I would learn to curl.
Wow.
There's a club here in St. Louis, but they don't have a home ice right now. They lost their home... like 2 years ago in a tornado or something. Some ice complex got damaged in Illinois or something. I don't know. I would curl. It gives fat guys like me a shot to know I could be in the Olympics.
Yes.
Because all I have to do is know how to sleep. It's more like mopping. It's not
really
sleeping.
A lot of women aren't good at it.
A lot of women are good at it. From other countries. The apparently, the women's U.S. team was actually, the men's U.S. team, they both finished dead last.
That's because they've gotten domesticated around here. And
I know.
They got to think they got to go to work instead of taking care of their real work, which is sleeping for them.
Yes. And I just...
Okay, we should stop this.
We should.
I know.
Yeah. But the men came in dead last, too.
I'm not surprised.
So.
Anyway. We digress.
Off of my Olympics talk here.
Yes.
So we're going to move on. Probably Match of the Night was up next.
Yes, it was.
Definitely.
Against the Wyatts, and I think we've been wanting to see this match for quite some time now.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
And the crowd was way behind it, too.
The match hadn't even started. The Wyatts hadn't even gotten in the ring yet, and the crowd was already chanting, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, every, you know, it's like, I'm going to compare every bit of the Wyatts and the Shield right now that we've had up to this point to like a strip club. You go to a strip club, and not even a good one, just like maybe a titty bar, okay? And you go to the titty bar, and they're showing you their tits, but they're just pulling down their bottoms just enough to where you can almost see the goods.
Yes.
And then they stop.
Absolutely. That's how it's been so far. You're right.
And, again, TWR After Dark. And, and I'd like to see Paul Jordan write about that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what we've had at every point. Just on, like, quarter way down the ass crack. And then, bloop, that's it.
That's it for Bambi tonight, everybody.
Yeah. And, I mean, titties are titties. Titties are nice, but they're, you know, I don't fuck titties, you know?
Right.
I mean, well, I do, but that's, anyway.
Well.
Anyway. So that's what we've had. It's just been a tease up to this point. Like, every time they've had any type, what the...
We're making the Shield versus Wyatt build up has been like a strip club tease.
Yes.
Just download the show, Kyle. It'll be funnier.
Trust me.
Anyway,
I like Shane's answer. Show that says LA.
Yeah, I like how Shane's answer. What are you talking about? Tits.
Pretty much
on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. I don't even know what the fuck I was going with this.
I don't either.
Anyway, it's always been a tease.
I think you had a plan whenever you brought up the strip club thing, but apparently no. That was just a...
Well, we need to celebrate. Do we want to go to the strip club later?
We can.
Who's got the dollar bills?
Heath.
I do not.
And you know what? He didn't bring the cake, so now the lamp dances are on him.
Lamp dances is on you.
No.
We don't want to go to your work, because you got a mouth jizz there. I don't...
Yeah, no. Well, he can get us in for free there, though.
But it's only... gay place. I don't want to see dudes.
You know, for free, I'm alright.
Oh, God, I don't even want to do that. Not even for free.
Yeah. This is what I have to deal with, folks.
I'm just saying.
And it's every week.
Try anything twice.
Look at this podcast. Anyway.
Alright, anyway, Shield versus Wyatt. Oh my God, I think Zeus's head exploded whenever I got to see
that. Probably did. And, because apparently Zeus was there. So big shout out to Zeus.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, good job for being there.
Wait a minute. Why is Jake right about us?
Yeah, wait.
What exactly did Jake say about us? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, Kyle, what the hell?
Because if he's right about something,
you know how
we know what he's
you know how when a wrestler's right pissed on like Monday Night Raw and they don't get the answer they want, so they just put a ring in the middle of the chair, or a ring in the middle of the chair, a chair in the middle of the ring,
a chair in the middle of the ring,
and they stop the show.
Okay,
you're an odd group of men.
We're odd.
We're odd.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
He's actually right.
He's right. Then.
Okay. All right. I was going to say because we will put a chair in the middle of the ring and stop the damn show. Anyway. I lost where I was going again. Jesus Christ. It's a good thing we don't have a time limit.
I know.
Oh, Zeus heads explode. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Finally we get them in. And before, I mean, like I was saying, before the Wyatts even stepped foot in that ring, the crowd was all over this match.
Yes, indeed.
And then finally it happens. We have the match. And we said, well, we didn't talk about it last week, but when we were watching the show, we all said that this is a, potential match of the night, and I think it really was.
It actually was. I mean, Rollins got to look really strong in this match.
He did.
This is the Seth Rollins Look at Me show.
Yeah, I mean, the middle of that match was a showcase for him, and it paid off because.
Actually, I think it was good for him and Roman Reigns because they were both on fire. Dean Ambrose, not so much.
The middle of the match, though, it was more.
Seth Rollins, yeah.
Ambrose kind of disappeared towards the end of the match.
He did. I wonder why.
Like, him and Bray Wyatt spilled out into the crowd for a little bit, and then, like, a couple minutes later, Bray Wyatt comes back, and Dean Ambrose doesn't.
Yeah, he never did come back in, did he?
And then after that, we had Rollins get put through the Spanish choke slam.
Well, before we go, I mean, it was a solid match, like we were saying.
Oh,
everyone,
wow.
You know, I don't understand the Wyatt family gimmick. I never have really gotten it. It's not a big thing to me. However... I never once said that Bray Wyatt couldn't wrestle. The other two guys were always just kind of like, eh, they're like the sides with the stake.
Yeah.
They're there. You kind of like them, but you're not there for that. After tonight, they're like loaded mashed potatoes. They're good, but it's still not the biggest thing on the plate.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair. I mean,
you know, yeah. I mean, even they look good. Everyone did a flying, went over the rope to the outside, well, through the rope.
Still Daniel Bryan's moves that night because everybody was doing the suicide dive to the rope.
Oh my God. It was awesome. I mean,
especially coming from, you know, people like Luke Harper.
Which one's which? I can't remember.
Harper's the one with black hair.
Okay. He actually did a drop kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him do a drop kick.
He's actually a really good wrestler.
Well, since they got called up to the main roster as the Wyatts, I haven't seen him do anything like that.
He's a pretty impressive, like, independent wrestler. Like, he's
you know
really
what?
Good.
Maybe I'll be able to look up that starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Indeed.
WWE Network. Anyway, we're going to talk about that later.
Yes, indeed.
So, anyway, damn good match. Now, Seth Rollins gets double chokeslam through the Spanish announce table.
And yes. It appears to be 3-on-1, Roman Reigns versus the rest of the
And they surrounded Roman Reigns. Like
I gotta
the
tell
shield
you,
would.
And I gotta tell you, the crowd was really starting to go apeshit at this point because they were like, they want to see what they're hoping to see.
And they got a bit of it here.
They what, did. Roman Reigns just kicking the living shit out of people?
Yes,
yes.
Indeed.
That was a good one.
When he powered out of the Sister Abigail the first time, like,
oh, that was beautiful.
I thought Husky Harris pissed himself.
I mean, it kind of looked that way. I mean, that was almost as bad as whenever he was powering out of the STF from Cena. Like, he was literally like, and you don't see that happen ever.
No.
No.
And then how many times did he hit the Superman punch? Did he hit it on all three of them?
No, he did not.
He hit it on Bray Wyatt, and he hit it on the bald one.
That'd be Eric Rowan.
I thought he hit it on Luke Harper.
No, Luke Harper, he didn't spear him yet. What had happened is first he got rid of Luke Harper by kind of clotheslining him over the top rope.
Okay.
Then he did the Superman punch
then he was doing, then
to
he
Bray Wyatt, and then the Superman punch to Eric Rowan.
And honestly, I thought for a while there we were going to see him pull it out. I thought it was going to be Survivor Series all over again.
Yeah. I mean, he was revving up for a spear to Bray Wyatt.
I mean, the beginning of the match was good. The middle of the match was fantastic. It was the Seth Rollins Look at Me show. And the last part of the match was definitely the Roman Reigns Look at Me show.
Yeah.
However, the numbers caught up to him, and your winners, the Wyatts. Good match. I mean, definitely
still a good match.
Yeah. Oh, it was match of the night by far. I think it was better than the main event.
Oh yeah.
The way things were going, we were hoping to see Roman Reigns pull it out of his ass and say, you know, hey, let's win it for the Shield.
But when we made our picks last week, none of us picked the Wyatts. None of us picked the Shield. We all thought the Wyatts were going
to
win.
But I thought it was going to be due to implosion, not.
Yeah, I thought the Shield was going to implode, and I think they're teasing us with it.
Where was Dean Ambrose?
And we're going to hear about that tomorrow on Raw. So Rollins and Reigns are going to be pissed.
Because it looks like Dean bailed on him.
Exactly. And I think we're going to see the implosion sooner rather than later. And someone in the chat room earlier, I can't remember who it was, triple threat match at WrestleMania.
Actually, yes. That's on our...
That's on our thing.
That's on our most recent WrestleMania updated card that we
did. Oh, it was Shane. Okay.
We actually had that on our pre-made WrestleMania card. Which, did we have that?
Are we going over it?
Fuck, why not?
God.
If we got the ability to do it, we can.
We don't have to remake it tonight, but we can at least review it and think what we're going to leave, and then we'll review.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got to get that pulled up then. Okay, we got to pull that
up. Yeah, go ahead and pull it up, but at least we can continue on.
We just went over this like two weeks ago.
We went over it at the Royal Rumble, which was about a month ago.
The date I have on there is 2/2/14. We didn't go over it on the Royal Rumble because we had six people down here.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
So
we were going to bring it back up on Elimination. We did say that on my
show. Okay, whatever, I don't remember.
Yep.
So anyway, your winner, the Wyatts. Then we move on. We had no Bad News Barrett.
No, we did not after that match.
Yeah, I don't think you would have wanted to because,
no.
I mean...
And you know what?
Too great of a match.
I just want to throw shout out to Shane there for being the first one to change his avatar to Bad News Barrett.
Yeah,
followed by you, and I was in the chat room too, but I was on my phone. That's a pain in the ass. So I don't think we've had Shane on one of our shows.
No, we have not.
Hey, welcome, Shane.
Yes.
I think he might have been there once or twice.
I think he might have been there for the hour bombing from the hip.
He might have been there for something else, too.
I don't know. But welcome, Shane. Anyway, so we're going to move on to a triple, or not triple. What the hell was I thinking? Divas title match. Unannounced, so we couldn't make our picks for it. Oh, SummerSlam. That's when he was here.
That's right.
This portion of the Hour Bomb sponsored by my wife, who makes wonderful sweet tea for us
every Sunday night. We appreciate that,
Shane. We appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. Hey, get a hold of me on Facebook. Maybe we can have you on our show one night. Anyway,
we're interactive.
No, we are the most interactive show on the network.
Yes.
Period. Not on Sunday nights. Not on pay-per-view nights. Period.
Yeah, there's no one else that has special guests on with the frequency that we do.
Nope.
No.
Of course, there's only like one other show that does live shows on the network, but hey.
Well, still. Hey, I'm fine with that. From a former co-host of two shows on TWR, I'd be... Hey, there we go. You know what? Find me on Facebook. We'll get in touch with you, buddy.
Yes.
Anyway, gotta be better than that Richard guy.
Yeah.
Maybe not as good as Rodfather, but gotta be good.
All right, yeah, we'll take it.
All right. Anyway, KKK Kyle, we'll get you in on it, too. We're going to... You know what? I'm going to throw this out there right now.
Leading up to WrestleMania?
If you want to be on our show, we got 6 weeks to WrestleMania. So that means, what, five more shows?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
If you want to be on this show, you get a hold of me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can send us an email. I don't care. If you want to be on the show, we are lining up guests to be on the show.
Title the message, Heath is a douchebag. That way Jason knows it's related to this.
Yes. Send me a message on Facebook, email it. I don't care. We are going to have a special host every week from here to WrestleMania.
Yay!
And I guess we'll get Richard back on here at least once.
Yeah, we'll have him on twice. Yeah.
Just so we can show a comparison on how bad he is compared to... Anyway, so our Divas title match, it was unannounced.
Yes, it was.
And Kyle, it's not as bad. It's not a good time to take a shit. That was our next match. However, this match, AJ comes out and...
Wow.
Love you too, buddy. Anyway, she comes out and says that she was supposed to fight Naomi, but since she broke her face, boo-hoo, but now she has to defend her title and blah, 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 blah.
And she fights Cameron.
I just want to say, I would like to see Adrian naked. Why not?
She definitely needs to pose for Blade Point.
I want to see any fill in the blank naked, really. I mean, it's
okay, Tamina, for you.
I'll take it.
Mae Young, right before she died?
Sure, why not?
Oh!
Oh!
I'd make a hand, baby.
Oh! Awesome call.
You sure?
Oh, God.
I'll throw in Lady Tappy while I'm at it, too.
No.
God help us.
Yeah,
does it become a guilty on Kim, though? Because, I mean, that's really a deal breaker.
Oh. All
right, I'm
done. Anyway, I was just saying, I like AJ, but sometimes she just annoys me, and she'd be better if she was naked or wearing less clothes. That's all I'm saying. But does anyone else feel like a pedophile looking at AJ Lee in a sexual manner?
No.
She just looks too young.
She's not, though.
I know, but she looks like... She could be my daughter's age.
Especially when she puts her hair in pigtails. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That's hot. Anyway.
And the brothers.
Yes.
She's got long enough hair for it.
which it should be, I second this notion. Which one, Kyle? The pedophile one or the pigtails? Because that makes the whole...
It changes this.
All of them.
Okay. There we go. All right. All of them.
So anyway, AJ Lee has to fight Cameron, and your winner. It was...
Hold on.
Shit, no. My bad. Your winner was Cameron.
Yes.
By disqualification. So you wrap them up and pull that shit. There you go, Kyle.
Exactly.
So your winner was actually Cameron. However, the important thing here
is that you're
dealing with champion.
And the title.
There we go. AJ Lee. Now, however...
It's how she won it.
How she won was actually outside the ring. Tamina went to kick her. Cameron moved and blasted AJ in the face. And then, so technically, Cameron should have been disqualified there.
But then, apparently, if you mess up your, if you miss your person that you're trying to kick, then it's okay to kick the other person.
Yes. So Cameron gets her in the ring, goes to pin her, and then the referee, and then she pulls the ropes to, or AJ Lee, she causes a break, and then she clotheslines Cameron outside the ring. And then AJ Lee did not look happy at the end of the match.
No, she did not.
When Tamina handed her the belt.
No.
Refs do suck nowadays. El Dorito interferes all the time, and they never get disqualified.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because the pom-poms were thrown into the ring by AJ, I believe the referee was not looking at the time, even though we didn't see it, whenever the kick actually happened. And that's probably why we didn't see it.
Richard, I did see that AJ was actually under the rope, so
yes,
it was all horse shit. So, you know what? I'm reversing WWE's decision right now. Your winner, AJ Lee.
Yay!
It's not going to count for our bet, though. No. Well, but you know. Okay, so
next we got
Bad News Barrett.
Yes,
we had more Bad News Barrett. I don't remember what he said after this one, but
one of them, my favorite one that he did all night though, was the
what happens when the WWE Network launches?
Yes, millions of you will lose your jobs, and you get
kids will get expelled,
and you will all be homeless and rich and slobs.
Your house of You'll forget to take out the garbage. Your house will smell. So
infested by rats.
Yeah.
Your house will be condemned.
If this is how the network is going to affect you, that's not a good selling point. I'm just saying. They want you to buy this. They don't want you to think, oh, shit. I mean, I'm going to take this moment of silence right now to say goodbye to quite a few people who are probably never going to hear from again after tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
You guys probably aren't going to be able to hear a lot about me anymore because I'll probably be busy watching wrestling.
Okay.
All the time.
Indeed.
It was nice knowing you guys. No, I'm kidding. I'll be watching a lot.
Of course, this would be a pipe bomb. You know, you saying, hey, on our 1 year anniversary, this is going to be our last show.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because I'm going to be watching the WWE Network become a zombie. Wait a minute. That's how the zombie apocalypse happened.
Oh, God. You know, I do sometimes have insomnia, so there are quite a few times where I'll probably just start watching the network on my phone. Just click done.
You know what? I'm bad about that, too, because sometimes I'll lay in bed. I'm like,
watch stuff on your phone?
I won't necessarily watch stuff. But sometimes I'll be playing games and stuff on my phone. I'll be sitting there just going, all right, make another candy move, fucking hell.
Yeah, well, I'll be watching. see, I got my computer. It's on my nightstand because I don't like leaving it out. It's not like leaving it out. I don't want, like, cats to spill something on my computer or whatever. So I usually just keep it right next to me. There have been times where I just can't sleep, and I'll be like, yeah, time to play some Mortal Warcraft.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be like, do I want to play WoW or do I want to watch wrestling? Tough decision.
You're probably going to be watching more so wrestling than anything.
Maybe at first, but... And you know,
there's going to be a lot of content available.
Well, but you can have your PlayStation Network.
When I'm in the bedroom, though, I have my PlayStation in there.
Yeah,
but once I make it available for Chromecast, then I can take the Chromecast in the bed. I mean, there's all kinds of options.
We're talking about this after we get done with the paper.
Well, we are. So anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
We're going to move on. So we had more Bad News Barrett. Good selling point for the network. I'm going to lose my house because of the network. Awesome. Okay. So we're going to move on. The next match, this was the pooping match.
Yes.
Yeah.
But hey, if you needed to go to the bathroom.
Could that crowd have been any different for Batista's entrance?
So, yeah, Batista comes out, and you actually, I believe, if we go back and we watch it, we would actually hear, combined with...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I think
that is right.
I think Poop-tista.
Because
and look, yeah, that's pretty much.
And the crowd was not enthusiastic at all.
No, it was terrible. Del Rio got rid of his good song. No, the one he used tonight was the better song of the two. I didn't like the newer one he had. Anyway.
I don't like him as much without Ricardo. It's
hard to... hold on. So Batista comes out, and the crowd's just shitting on him, and it's so fucking
quiet.
Okay,
this is how you know that you're not over. If the crowd is behind Del Rio, who they have never been behind...
Even as a face.
Even as a face, he didn't get this much love.
No, because Ricardo got it all.
Yes.
But when the crowd is behind Del Rio, you got problems. And so Batista comes out, and he's doing his little posing thing, and you can just tell by looking at his face he's pissed.
Yes.
Because no one cares.
No, we don't care. And so Del Rio comes out, and he's got a tracksuit on. You know, red flag number one. Tracksuits usually equal bad shit for the other person.
Yeah. Yes.
He comes out with a neck brace on, and he's hobbling with the crutches. Or with the crutch.
Crutch, yep.
Because of what Batista did to him. Which, you know, I don't believe that. Batista, he's a savage. He shouldn't be back. He viciously is. Are we really siding for Del Rio on this one?
Unfortunately.
Okay. So he viciously attacked Del Rio.
Yes.
Not provoked, mind you. Was unprovoked when it happened. And he was not in any condition to wrestle tonight. But then, holy shit, we had a miracle, and he got better, and he beat the shit out of Batista with a crutch.
Yes.
Oh. That was awesome.
Yeah,
was
even on the first blow, it bent.
It was an act of God. And I agree with you, Kyle.
Actually, I don't agree with Kyle. Dude, that arena will be over half empty when that main event is going on.
They need to leave. They need to do something.
If it goes in with
If that is the main event, you are right. They're going to have to do something to make that not happen.
Because no one cares.
And I know that Vince listens to the show.
Yeah.
I know he does. Because everything that we talk about seems like it gets brought up on Raw.
Yes, it does.
So, Vince, don't make that the main event.
No.
Just whatever
please
you do.
Don't.
Anyway, so it was your typical match. Batista looked bad. Didn't look good at all. And Del Rio, I can't believe I'm actually saying this. Del Rio carried the match.
He did. Because Batista really didn't do much of anything.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Batista looked worse than The Rock did.
Oh, yeah. But the Rock, at least, whenever he was, could go for at least 10 or 15 minutes before he got winded. Batista, 5 minutes in. It's like, God damn, he's fucking having an asthma attack in the ring.
I know. I couldn't believe how shitty he looked in the ring. And, you know, they were like, oh, his first match and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, it's his first match in forever. And there's a reason why he came out at number 28 at the Royal Rumble. He doesn't have it. It was pretty blatant tonight that he doesn't have it. However, because he's has the main event WrestleMania, here's your winner. Okay, we're done with that. Batista.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I liked heel Batista.
You know, I really love this part.
This is from Conan, who was watching Baby and tweeting stuff tonight.
Yeah. Source there. I hate Conan. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, this is a thoughts on the pay-per-view. Bad finish with the Usos. They are over with the fans. Shield Wyatt match was very good. Great camera work at the end. When Terry Funk and Actor wrestle AJ, it still sucked. match had about as much heat as an ice cube in a freezer in the North Pole. Wow.
The North Pole.
Batista has turned ADR into a baby face. They hate him.
Oh, that's right. Fans did start chanting for Punk, Bryan, and Brock Lesnar, and Y2J.
They're not even this bad.
Wow.
Well, here's one thing that I really like on this.
Okay.
Today, I was reminded why I don't watch WWE pay-per-views. Feel sorry for those who pay. Hashtag ripped off.
Nice.
Yeah.
It goes
at least
to
he
say,
admits that there are people that don't
his
pay.
His final tweet to that apparently was, wow, how many different ways could they fuck Daniel Bryan? Incredible.
Wow. Okay. So, the Batista match was terrible.
Yes.
And, yeah, they have to play Batista's music louder to cover up the booze. I think so.
And we definitely do agree on that. Pay-per-view was pretty solid for the most part, but this part...
The Batista and the Divas match was just pointless. And you know, I would even say the primetime players match was...
God, it served a purpose, but I mean, really, that should have been your pre-show match.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. It was okay, but even that match was better than the Batista match.
I didn't pay much attention.
No,
I think
I can't
piss during this match.
No, I was actually taking care of the baby at that point in time, too.
Yeah.
And then we had more bad news. No, we didn't have bad news Baird after that. No?
No, we did not.
No, we did not.
We did not.
Okay.
Because remember, Batista's a friend of Triple H.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then we go into the main event of the evening, the Elimination Chamber.
Yes.
Which, for the record, I am shocked Christian actually made it into the match.
Yeah, and like, there were so many predictions that he was going to get taken out beforehand. And
that was the original plan, is he wasn't going to make it in the chamber.
They apparently decided against that.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
I'm kind of surprised. But I did like how he went off on Renee Young in the back, though.
That was kind of... It was a good backstage promo for him.
Yeah, it's some heat on him.
It's a slow heel turn for him.
I don't know.
He did have a couple pretty interesting moves. I will say that.
I like how Barrett should have come out at the end of the Batista Del Rio match and said, "Oh, I got some bad news. Batista will main event at WrestleMania."
And that's it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, because at that point he'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get fired now.
So, who started the match off? It was Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yes.
Indeed.
You know, and I missed three of the six entrances because I went out and had a cigarette. I'm thinking Daniel Bryan was the most over.
Oh, yeah. I'm by just, far.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just guessing because I missed Orton, Cena, and Christian. I'm sure Christian was kind of dead.
Well, it was Daniel Bryan was the most over. Then it was kind of a toss-up between Cesaro and Cena for second and third.
There's your problem. When Cesaro is more over than anyone else, than like most of the other guys in the match, and you're not really pushing him a whole lot.
Dude, they've been pushing him hard the last like few weeks, man.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah,
hopefully we're going to see something out of this and not just fizzle out.
I think we might. I'm predicting... I'm saving that for my Can You Dig It? So I'm, okay. I'm not going to... All
right, but it was... you know what I was upset about? And Heath pointed this out. There was no sign for Zeb when he came out.
Yeah, it did disappoint me. I love Zeb's signs. They're usually entertaining.
Yes.
Most important match of Cesaro's career. So.
And not a single sign.
No, no.
It was a very short entrance for him whenever he came out. I mean, it was basically, okay, he's coming out. They both did this.
I would
award.
Like
we
to
the
see
people.
Him drop. I would like to see him stay heel and drop Zeb for Paul Heyman, though.
All right. I still see our... Well, now that it's announced, I don't see it happening.
Just think about this like this. And this isn't like going to be my candy ticket, but what if Cesaro goes to Heyman and goes, "Hey, you made CM Punk best in the world. Do it for me."
Ooh. Then we could set up a Cesaro-Punk match.
If he ever comes back, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually almost bought a CM Punk figure at work because I was thinking, man, that could be a collector item now.
Yeah.
He may not be coming back.
By the way,
Hold on. You can't get ahead of me when it comes to my show.
Do we have an update on Punk Watch 2014?
This just in. Punk Watch 2014, week number three?
Three or four.
Guess what?
What?
Punk's still gone.
Okay.
Just making sure. Anyway. now I poke fun at it only because I'm pissed off at the situation and I think it's horseshit that pretty much Punk's hand was forced here. But, you know, he was at the UFC event last night. Yeah. Looking happy, by the way.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway. What are we missing? Cesaro was great for WWE. They're just now... Yeah, apparently after his match with John Cena, he got a standing ovation in the back, and Vince McMahon finally realized what he had in Cesaro. Now, if you go back to our first few episodes, I was high on Cesaro back then, even.
You were.
So...
You're dead right. I still... Without, like, a good mouthpiece, though, I don't see him being more... Than a Mr. Perfect.
Than what he was before, you know?
But
he
if
was
you
good,
combine him with Heyman, I do see maybe a world title run.
Hell, look at what Heyman did for Brock Lesnar.
Right.
I hate Brock Lesnar, but, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Cesaro and Sheamus started off, and it wasn't what I was expecting. I was hoping it was going to be Daniel Bryan and Cesaro starting it off, because that would have been fucking fantastic. However, they didn't. But Sheamus and Cesaro did good.
Oh,
they did great. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, but Christian was the next.
Sheamus gets shit on a lot by fans sometimes, but it's unjustly show. Sheamus is one of the best workers they have.
Oh, yeah.
Sheamus has a pretty good match no matter who he fights.
He's usually the workhorse of the company. I mean, so far, since he's been back, since we've started this season of our bet, he has won. He's fought on every show, starting with the Raw after... The February 3rd edition of Raw. He's fought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches. So he's been on every show. He's won 5.
Okay.
So, Sheamus, he's solid.
Yes.
You know?
One was a no contest, and the other was the Elimination Chamber.
What was the Elimination? No, he lost to someone on SmackDown.
Well, no, but you said he won 5 out of 7 matches. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he lost in the Elimination Chamber, and he lost on Valentine's Day SmackDown. I don't remember who. I think he lost to Orton.
No, he didn't lose Orton.
I don't know who he lost to then.
Oh, it was in that match against the Shield with that 6-man tag.
That's right.
Yeah.
And out of all, he's wrestled the most. No one else on any of our teams has wrestled that much. So, anyway, you're right. Sheamus does get shit on. But
unjustly so.
Yeah. Christian was up next, and he was desperate. So he had that edge that no one else had in the match.
Yeah.
Didn't quite capitalize on it. Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing.
He was that big splash on Sheamus off the top of the cage. That was nice.
And
it was.
You know, and
hold on, but before I get to that, hang on. I got to bring this up. It was great at the end when Orton came out of the thing and then, like, had, like, was surrounded by everybody and then ran back in his pod and locked it.
And then Sheamus.
And then Sheamus kicked the pod down.
And the crowd was chanting pussy. That was great. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm a fan of Christian.
Okay.
I have been since the ENC days.
All right.
And as much as I hated TNA, I followed TNA a little bit because of Christian. I actually have a TNA Christian Cage shirt.
You do?
Mm-hmm. And I just don't give a shit about Christian anymore.
Well, your son doesn't like Christian because he didn't start crying until Christian came out.
Oh, the baby?
Yeah, he went apeshit mad whenever Christian came out. He was like, no.
Oh, that's right. We were out there smoking and he started crying. That's right. But yeah, I just don't care about Christian anymore.
That you feel about Christian is the way I feel about Randy Orton.
Yeah. Orton's still relevant, though. He's young. He knows. He's still main eventing stuff. Christian, he'll come back for a month, and then he'll be gone 6 because he got hurt.
Orton is good as a heel.
Right?
But
the pussy heel, I'm not digging. The vicious Orton that we used to have was 10 times better than what the Orton we have now.
That and the 2 interferences to get out. Because, we'll have to break down on this here.
Yeah. All right. So we've got...
Christian eliminated the first elimination. He hit the big splash.
We had Christian come in, then who was next? Daniel Bryan, then John Cena, and then Randy Orton.
No, you have him backwards. Bryan came out first, Christian, then Cena, then Orton.
Oh, yes. Was it? Oh, yeah. Okay. So how did the eliminations break down?
Sheamus got bit by the big splash by Christian on the top of one of the pods.
So Sheamus is gone.
Sheamus got pinned and eliminated.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan hit the running D on Christian and eliminated him shortly after that.
Okay.
Cesaro tapped out to the STF.
Not before he put Orton in the Cesaro sling
for 30 swings.
30 times. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering who was going to bite the Cesaro swing. Wasn't expecting Orton, though.
Oh, no. That was
I thought it was either going to be Sheamus or Christian. Cesaro. Which he did powerbomb Christian into the pod.
Yeah. That was pretty sweet.
And then Cena got eliminated because the Wyatts interfered. And then the ending of this
Christian
match.
Christian could come back as Avatar and keep the mask on.
The ending of this match. Man.
All right, so you have Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family come in and beat down Cena for Orton.
So that's going to... They
went after
No. It's not for Orton.
Dude, the Wyatt family is clearly working for the Authority.
No, they're not.
They are.
The devil made them do it.
Yes.
Did they actually say that tonight?
No.
So but we don't think really about know.
It. Think we about are. It. Who have they all been going after?
Vince McMahon. They're doing his handiwork.
Tell him.
You know, I don't know if I can buy that. They're setting up Orton.
No, we don't believe that the devil is not Tensai.
They're setting up Cena
or
and Bray Wyatt.
As he goes by.
Yeah. they're setting up Cena and Bray Wyatt for WrestleMania.
I'm okay with that.
But I don't think it's going to... They're not working for Vince McMahon.
They could be.
Well, technically they all are.
Storyline-wise. Well, think about it like this. They're not necessarily working for the Authority. They're working for Vince.
Where's the blow off here? I don't.
I don't know. It's WWE creative, man. I'm just making shit up because that's what they do.
I don't know. You know what? If that match is going to happen at Mania, I think I'm okay with it because you know why?
There's going to be some ugly promos out of that.
Well, and Cena's not going to be in the main event.
You know what? I take that back. I don't want this match to happen because I think I would rather have Cena in the main event. You would rather have Cena fighting for the world title?
No, he's saying he'd rather see Cena and Bray Wyatt be the main event.
Probably? No.
No?
Oh, okay. Yes, I would rather see Cena fight for the world title than have Batista and Randy Orton.
I would rather have Cena versus Orton version 30,000 than Batista, or I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I'd rather have Cena versus Orton number 3,733 as opposed to Batista versus Orton because it's going to suck.
And, you know, no, I can't say that. I was gonna say I could almost rather see The Rock and Cena thrice in a lifetime.
You know what?
I could not do that.
At least The Rock could go for 15 minutes.
That is true.
Yeah. I'd rather not see Rey Mysterio
in
the main event.
Can at least sell finishers.
Okay. Yeah, you're right there. I don't know, man. I just wish we would have a WrestleMania with go to main event again.
Yes.
You know, I'd rather see Cena versus El Torito at Mania. I want to see Roman Reigns versus El Torito at WrestleMania. Just imagine that.
I want to see El Torito get the Cesaro swing.
Free souvenir!
Yeah. Oh, wow, he made 30 rows on the floor. Anyway. So the end of the match, the Wyatts interfere. They attacked Daniel Bryan and John Cena.
They attacked Daniel Bryan mainly to get him out of the way, though. And then they
Makes sense, because he turned on and he bit the shit out of Bray Wyatt. Yeah. So that makes sense. And then the whole John Cena thing, was that up from WrestleMania. I'm okay with that. You know?
I knew what was going to happen in this match as Kane was getting them out of the ring and Daniel Bryan kicked him in the line. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah. And what JBL said, too. He's like, just leave him alone, you know? But what did Daniel Bryan have to go do? He had to go kick the shit out of Kane.
Look, I'm not saying that what it came was it was wrong. I mean, it made for a crappy ending to the pay-per-view.
It did.
It did.
Because Kane interferes, Daniel Bryan goes for the three count on Randy Orton, 1-2, and then Kane pulls the referee out of the way. Good job, director of operations. And then Orton hits an RK, you know, and then blah, 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 blah. Your winner's still champion.
All right, can we stop the music?
No, I actually like the music. How do you not like this music?
I like the music, it's just like...
Oh, yeah, I'm pissed that Orton's still champ, but...
Yeah.
You know, most companies, when they find out what their fans want, they try to deliver. WWE? Yeah, not so much.
And I gotta tell you what, I loved how they did the camera work tonight at the end. Because, I mean, they actually put the camera towards the fans several times.
Oh, yeah. If you look at...
their faces were just priceless.
Hey, I tell you what. Go to Mick Foley's Twitter right now.
Yes.
And check it out. Because he says if...
pictures worth a thousand words.
Here's my 5,000 word essay. It's got five pictures of some of the fans that they showed on TV.
Yeah.
And it was great because they showed the hot blonde chick on it. And, you know, they were showing the fans. And one of the fans that looked pissed off actually had a Randy Orton shirt on.
Yes.
Okay, there's the hot blonde.
Okay.
Let's see. Anything that though was probably not best for business for WrestleMania Dream Vacation Raffle for. Oh, okay. Let's see. They got the hot blonde there. They got the guy that kind of looks like Fat Miz. And then they got a few other people that we can't see because Adrian clicked off of something.
But that's all right. We didn't see he didn't have a picture of the two guys that were wearing Orton shirts.
No, only one of them was.
Oh, only one of them was? Okay.
The other one, I couldn't tell what shirt he was wearing, but there's only one of them was.
The fact that the one was wearing an Orton shirt and even he looked pissed and disappointed.
So, Mick Foley is doing a dream vacation for Reigns.
This just went up tonight.
And here's... Huh?
This just went up tonight.
And here's what you could win. WrestleMania Dream Vacation. This is your chance to win an amazing all-express, all-expenses paid trip to WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. This amazing prize includes 2 tickets to WrestleMania, 2 tickets to the Hall of Fame, 2 tickets to WrestleMania Access, 2 tickets to Monday Night Raw, breakfast with Mick Foley, lunch with the Small Blue Bella, and WWED list. Also included round trip airfare from anywhere worldwide, limo transport from hotel to the airport,
from airport to hotel.
Four night stay at a 3 to 4 star hotel within a mile of the Superdome, and $1,000 spending money. How much is a ticket, Adrian? Click on where it says order tickets now. There you go. We're checking. $2. Minimum purchase of 5 tickets.
So $10? Fuck yeah.
$10 to go into a raffle. You better believe there's going to be a lot of people going for this.
So Adrian, if you win, who are you taking?
I'm going to take whatever would be best for business.
That doesn't answer the question.
I'm going to have to take whoever's best for business.
Oh, okay. So
and the business being also if my girlfriend really wants to go to.
There you go. Yeah. That's,
and there's where we differ because Esther would say, take Adrian. I don't know if she would or not. She might actually want to go. That's WrestleMania.
Well, the
no, Richard, yeah. No, absolutely not, guys.
Anyway, I just posted a link to it in the chat, so if you guys want to check that out.
Yeah.
So, it's legit. I got it off of McFoy's Twitter, so.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on.
Got a few things for What Stinks this week.
All right. So.
Especially what coming from tonight.
I'm going to go ahead and my What Stinks. Apparently our houses after the WWE Network starts tomorrow because I'm going to be too lazy watching the network to take out my trash. So there you go.
Cop out.
Now let's I'll probably have something else. I'm just giving it out to one of you guys now.
Yeah. Now let's think, because definitely the Batista match. I'm sorry. It just sucked
let's
ass.
Do a quick poll here. Quick hour bomb poll. That's your What Stinks?
Yes.
I think it's my What Stinks, too. Adrian?
Unanimous
What Stinks?
It's one of mine, yeah.
Very rarely do we get unanimous What Stinks. This is one of them. All right. Continue.
All right.
My other What Stinks I have, though, it actually has to do with TNA.
Really?
God, I remember now. So I watch, I watch a TNA Thursday night, and I have viewers.
Were you bored?
I didn't have anything else to do, and it was entertaining because I like MVP.
And you couldn't masturbate because of the growth, right?
Yeah.
It hurts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, I like MVP. And, you know, he makes it a little more entertaining. And there's some decent wrestling on TNA sometimes.
All right.
But about a half hour before the main event starts, I hit the info button because I want to see what time it is.
Okay.
And I read the info description for TNA, and it literally tells you what the main event's going to be and how it's going to end.
Yes.
It word for word read... Gunner loses to Magnus in the TNA World Title match when James Storm turns on Gunner.
And so Adrian calls me because I also have U-verse. He's like, what are you doing?
What?
I'm watching TV. He's like, do me a favor, go to TNA Wrestling. I'm like, okay, I don't want to. He's like, you don't have to turn it on. I'm like, okay, then I'll do this. And I hit the info button. Verbatim, what he just said. Good job ruining your main event.
Good job, TNA.
I mean, you're turning your...
I understand taping your events, but my God, don't give away the main event in the fucking show description.
I mean,
exactly.
Hey, you just WCW'd yourself.
I'm far too lazy to actually go to Lords of Pain or somewhere to look up the results. Far too lazy to actually want to watch your show. But when you just do stupid shit like that...
You know? Like, oh, hey, let's just take a look at the info. All right, I know what's going to happen on the show.
Yeah, I mean, for fuck's sake.
But don't even need to watch
it. Actually, I got to say, though, from watching TNA, I really actually am high on this American Wolves team. I've got to see them. I heard that I know they were good on the independent. I haven't seen their independent stuff.
Apparently, they won their tag titles or something tonight.
Yeah, they did win
their tag titles or something.
Spoilers. Yeah, they won the tag team titles for TNA.
Okay. Let's see. Richards is JBL's commentary. That says what stinks. Montana Man got two. Main event at WrestleMania. Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
And Jake the Snake having cancer.
That does stink.
I did not hear about this.
Oh, we'll talk about that here in a minute.
Okay.
And Shane goes to Bautista.
And I think Kyle said that he had surgery and that stunk too. So we'll give him
that. No, that was his plea for you taking him to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And you know, Kyle, I believe, is not too far from us.
Yeah, he lives in like Pacific or something like that.
Yeah.
I think.
Where you live, Kyle? Okay. Tell us. Or you can just shoot me a message on Facebook if you don't want to put it in the chat. I get that. Yeah. But I believe he's far. You know what?
I wasn't too far off.
Yeah, you're not too far off.
All right. We need to get Kyle on the show one day if he wants to drive up from Rolla.
Yeah.
Not too far. We actually have him in the studio.
We could.
All right, anyway. But he would have to abide by the dress code.
Just have him Skype.
Yeah. We are a little south of St. Louis there, Kyle.
We're in Jefferson County. We're just south of St. Louis.
Yep. All right, so we're going to move on, fellas.
And...
Can you dig it, sucker?
Who's got Can You Dig It?
I do.
Holy shit.
All right, what's yours, Heath? I'll let you go.
I don't know what I'm more shocked about tonight. The fact that we assume he's gotten a woman's phone number, or the fact that he's almost prepared for the show.
Okay.
By all means, go ahead.
All right. So, Can You Dig It? When we get to the Batista match at WrestleMania, a lot of people are going to go to the bathroom.
Or just leave for the night.
Yeah. I can't dig it because I think if you're getting up during that match, you're just going home. Cause
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be able to watch it down here on the WWE Network while we're setting up the show. And
thank
I
God
guess
we're only paying $10 for it now.
It's better than the $75 or whatever it was last year.
Absolutely.
So, anyway. I'll dig it.
Yeah.
If it's not the main event, it's the pooping match. And if it is the main event, people are exiting. Mass exodus.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Can You Dig It from Montana Man? Orton and Batista will be worse than Cena Miz. I didn't think Cena Miz was terrible.
Yeah, neither did I.
But, alright, Adrian, you got one?
I do.
Let's go.
Alright, Can You Dig It? Antonio Cesaro will be the 2014 winner of Money in the Bank.
Ooh. I will dig that. Because, well, there's only one other person I can think of that they might set up to win that.
Okay.
And that would be Big E.
Or Roman Reigns, even.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'll tell you, I'm going to piggyback on yours.
Alright.
Mike, can you dig it? One of those three will win Money in the Bank.
I'll definitely dig that, because I think it's for sure. I need to dig my own, though. I'm riding this
one. I'm piggybacking off of you. I'm taking the cop out tonight. And I'm thinking that one of those three are going to be your Money in the Bank winner.
Nope.
I'm thinking more towards Cesaro or Reigns, but yeah, I can definitely dig it.
Well, John Cena's high on Big E still, so
yeah,
he's
yeah,
you know. Well, you want to know what could fuck everything up?
Okay. What's
up? Christian somehow weasels his way into that match and wins it.
Ooh.
Well, wait, that's months from now. He'll be hurt. Never mind.
Yeah.
Not important.
Yeah.
Wow. You're not a Christian fan. That's the problem.
Yeah, he is.
Let's see. Can you... Shane, my Can You Dig It goes to Roman Reigns and Bad News Barrett.
I don't think he understands how the segment works.
No. We throw... Okay, Shane, we'll throw it in. We'll explain to you here. It's basically kind of like take it or leave it. So it would be, hey... Can you dig it? Owen Hart's going to return from the grave tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw.
No, I can't dig that.
No, I can't dig it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Paul Bear could dig it.
Oh. Okay. Or it would be, hey guys, can you dig it? Hulk Hogan's going to be on Monday Night Raw tomorrow.
You can dig the grave.
So, can you dig it? Hulk Hogan will be on Monday Night Raw tomorrow.
Yeah,
because I can dig it.
Like,
okay, so you know that. And that's all. And so what Heath usually does is just pull something out of his ass because he never is prepared for the show. And so, yeah, that's how that works. So,
yep.
Let's see. Richard's going to dig the our Money in the Bank one.
Yep.
That's pretty much all we got.
Kyle, that'll be death through trampling if that's the main event. I will take that.
I'll dig that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, with that being said.
Whoa.
Okay.
Taker will call out Daniel Bryan for WrestleMania. You know what? Hang on.
Okay.
I want to change this one. What if...
Oh, boy.
Triple H makes a match. The only way we're going to put you in the main event is if you end the streak earlier in the night.
Oh, shit. You know, I think Daniel Bryan needs this more than CM Punk did last year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you want to fight for the title, if you want to get your title match, guaranteed.
End the streak.
You have to end the streak.
Wow.
I'll dig that, because that's going to be awesome if that happens.
Because, A, there's no one...
Vince, you better...
There's very few people that... A, it would give Daniel Bryan an awesome WrestleMania moment.
And there's no one else that needs to end the streak like he does. Well, Punk, they still owe Punk, I think, but... all right, I can take that.
But still, I mean, you get the most over wrestler.
Yeah, but that sucks, because you're not going to have Undertaker wrestle second on the card. He's going to be right before the main event. So, match placement makes it hairy. Makes the whole situation hairy.
Well, what if it's just like, what if it's like, not, it doesn't necessarily have to be the main event. What is it, you get it the night after on Raw?
No, see, to me that doesn't, no. It's more important if he does it at Mania.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that, but it would just be kind of a cool way to set it up.
All right, so now we're going to move on.
All right. Definitely food for thought there, though.
Let's look at the bets, shall we?
Yeah, let's not.
So, for those of you that don't know, here's the terms of the bet. We're going to a Ring of Honor house show in June. The loser has to take signs made by the two winners, the two non-losers.
Yes.
Which is like a marketing.
So... And we're not going to hold back either.
No,
so,
we're not.
Let's look at the standings, shall we? Team Awesome, that's me. I've got 72 points after a 40-point week. I'll take that. Back on top. Team Aider, 49 points. Not in last place. That's the important thing.
Not far off.
No. Team Jizzmopper, minus 2.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. This is the worst you pick. We are 4 weeks into this with the pay-per-view, and you amassed a total of negative 2 points.
I know.
Good job.
And I am dropping.
Okay.
You've got 6 weeks to rebound here.
Yes, you have 6 weeks to rebound.
I am dropping, R-Truth.
And we're going to have to, I think it's a double point win week for Heath, because he's like 50-some-odd points behind.
Yeah.
So, all right, Heath. So you're going to drop R-Truth.
Yes.
And who are you going to pick up?
I am going to go ahead and pick up Seth Rollins.
All right.
All right.
There's a feeling there. There's a feeling that they might be having a win.
Jason, what's my team's points look like?
You want to know who you have on your team, how they're scoring right now? Give me just a second here. I got to make the move official. Where's this Ring of Honor house show? It's at in Collinsville.
Collinsville, Illinois.
So,
if you want to come up, you're more than welcome to.
I was going to say, it's just a couple hours away from you.
Doesn't Dan live down 44?
I don't know where the hell Dan lives.
I thought Dan lives down by Springfield or something.
Dan lives in, like, the backwoods or something like that. Yeah. Okay, Adrian. All your guys are actually in the green right now. You've got Roman Reigns, 17 points. You've got Jimmy Uso, 7 points. Jey Uso, 12 points. John Cena, 8 points. And Batista, 5 points.
I'm going to make a change.
Okay, who are you going to make a
change? Time to make a change.
I'm going to drop.
Okay.
Changes.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to drop.
Oh, boy.
Trying to decide if I need to drop Cena or Batista.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I'll let you know before the end of the show.
Okay. And then I've been looking at... Daniel Bryan's got me 25 points. Mm-hmm. Randy Orton's actually only added me 1 point. Sheamus has got me 19 points. AJ Lee's got me negative 3. And Bray Wyatt's got me 30.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So Richard
thinks I should drop Batista.
I think you should drop Batista, too. I think it was dumb for you to pick him up.
Well, I got the points out of him. I thought I was going to get him tonight.
That's okay. So holding on to the guy for 3 weeks just for 5 points?
Yeah, it's kind of...
Kind of dumb. Who are you picking up?
I'm going to drop Batista.
Who are you picking up?
I'm going to pick up... Let me think this over for a minute. I mean, I'll make my decision on who I'm picking up by the end of the show. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move on.
All right.
You know what that sound means? It is time for everyone, America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not Price is Right. Not Let's Make a Deal. But...
Juice Jams!
So here's...
Jams on my nuts!
What? I don't know. Here's how this show works. We have 3 theme songs that we're going to pick out for, that are already picked out. If Jason Heath can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he will win himself a shit-free show next week. Not looking good, buddy.
Actually,
you got a decent bet on this one.
I know at least one of these he's heard before on here, actually.
I don't know. So, you ready for number 1? I reserve the right to change these because I did not pre-screen these, and if it's totally not what... If, it, we'll just, yeah, here you go. Number 1. Okay, that's what I thought it was.
Feel free to play along in the chat because he can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see it. It sounds familiar.
Go back to the chat, Adrian. Well, technically, everybody in the chat's right.
Yes. And time starts now.
God, I don't know. Unless this was like his music for a short amount of time, I just don't think it's his, though.
Who do you think it is?
Didn't say that, no, he can't. He guess it, no, he can't.
We need a guess.
Batista. But it does sound very similar.
Well, the answer
we're looking for is Crash Holly. Now, it was a generic theme, so it was also used on Spike TV commercials. It's still used on Spike TV commercials to this day. It was used in some video games as well.
And also, wow. It was also Hardcore Holly's theme and Molly Holly at one point, too.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so you ready for number two?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Shane has it.
Yep.
Montana Man has it now, too.
Yep. And your time starts now.
Have I even heard this?
I'm sure you probably have, Heath.
I don't even recognize it.
You have your lifeline.
What decade?
90s?
Yes, 90s.
More specifically, mid-90s?
94, 95-ish.
Yeah.
No, shit.
We need an answer.
Nothing.
The correct answer that we were looking for was Bob Sparkplug Holly.
God.
That was actually his first thing when he was Thurman Sparky Plug.
Yes.
The NASCAR driver turned wrestler?
Yeah.
All right, last one.
First last one for shits and giggles. See if the chat can get it.
What the fuck?
The chat got it fast.
Wow, they got it pretty quickly.
Yeah. The what we're going for here, because you're never going to guess this, was actually a bad tag team that was mainly on SmackDown, and I'm going to say around 2005.
Well, see, there's part of the problem. They were only on SmackDown.
I don't know that they were only on SmackDown.
They were all a little bit too.
Deuce and Domino. They were like, they were greasers.
I don't even remember them.
They were like from, you know, Greece. So
yeah, I don't even remember
that. They had a manager named Cherry.
She was kind of hot. She was your typical big blonde, big boob blonde that's really dumb. Hey, breaking news, guys.
Yes. I
am a real American. Whoa, breaking news.
What? Well, it was supposed to be breaking news, but it kind of got
broken earlier.
and on Friday, it got busted by TMZ and other media outlets. Yeah.
But that is right, folks.
The immortal one, Hulk Hogan, is going to be on Monday Night Raw tomorrow.
Yes, he is. He returns to WWE.
He finally comes home to the WWE. Now, he's going to be the host of WrestleMania because apparently his physical was so goddamn bad that they don't want him doing a damn thing in the ring.
No.
Yeah.
So apparently he went to the Performance Center, worked out some, but didn't step foot in the ring. And they were kind of pissed off that the story broke the way it did. Because they wanted it to be a big surprise and everything. But apparently TMZ broke it, and they went ahead and issued a press release, and I actually got a text message from them about it.
Wow.
So I was watching probably hockey when that happened. Friday.
Huh.
So.
I wonder why I didn't get that text message.
Because Vince McMahon doesn't like you.
I have the app, man. I have the app.
Have you ever...
Well, sign up for the app is not the same
thing. No, that doesn't get... No, I get a text message. I signed up for like a trip for WrestleMania last year or something through my phone. And that's, you know...
Yeah.
Did they send a... Well, I don't know, but I don't know who broke it first. But either way, Hulk Hogan returns.
Well, because TNT isn't really like aired, but the time I have it airs, it varies.
Well, and it... Usually most of our shit's on their website before the show.
Right.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Yes.
So Hulk Hogan.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking
on
news.
On the Hour Bomb. All right. And so... Jake the Snake Roberts has actually... And I'm being serious on this one for once.
This is a serious one.
Jake the Snake Roberts. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I don't know if it ended up on our website yet. But he has cancer in his leg. He had a growth behind his knee. He had the doctor looked at it, and it's actually spreading to the muscle.
Ooh.
So Jake Roberts on Tuesday is undergoing emergency surgery to try to get rid of it. So from us, the TWR Network, to the 2014 WWE Hall of Famer. Good luck. Help you pull through. He said he's going to be there, cancer or no cancer, so.
Good.
Yeah. Do we have any other real news that we want to talk about before?
Well, I mean, other than the network, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing we were going to talk about. The Miz and Maurice got married yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations
to them.
Congratulations, Miz.
I am so fucking jealous of him. Just because he gets to do Maurice.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, though. Yeah, Maurice was alright.
Yeah.
To beat John Cena, though, with Nikki Bella. Oh, my God. You may think Bree's the better wrestler, but Nikki's the better looking of the two.
No, yeah, I don't disagree with that.
She's got the bigger boobs, the bigger legs, and just, oh, my God. Yep. Do you like that picture I posted on the group page?
She's kind of fake, though. It's like, you know, she's plastic.
Her legs aren't fake.
You don't know that.
And I'll take some fake titties over Bree's. No titties.
Eh.
Right now Nikki's just got tits. They're not like Trish Stratus, oh my God, big. They're a good-sized brack now.
I would still take Maurice over both of them.
I wouldn't. I'll take Nikki Bella over Maurice.
You're fucking nuts.
No, I'm not. Okay, let's throw it to the chat. Boys, what do you think?
All right.
Nikki Bella?
Nikki Bella or Maurice?
Maurice. Which would you rather?
Nikki looks like a cheap... Ah, fuck you, Shane. You don't count.
Anyway.
Oh, that there.
We're bringing up some Maurice picks.
And you're saying, and he's saying Nikki Bella looks like a cheap whore. Maurice looks like a cheap whore. She looks like a stripper more than Nikki does.
Not really.
Oh, you're full of shit.
Good grief. Look.
She have naked pictures out there?
Yeah, she did play with Fred.
Ooh.
See, Brie, or Nikki Bella does not look like a cheap whore.
Cheap whore.
Oh, no, Maurice looks like a... Yeah, and you know what?
Okay. The problem I have with Maurice
your choice
is her hair.
The chat agrees with me, by the way.
Kyle says, the things I do to Nikki are illegal in 41 states. Thank you, Kyle. Only man here that knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, Richard.
Caitlin or AJ.
You have to pick one or the other. You don't get an option here. And she does not look... prettier. No, she doesn't. We just did it. If you Google Maurice's pictures, there's more of her in lingerie and swimsuits than there are Nikki Bella. Nikki
Bella Playboy spread.
I don't care. Nikki Bella is in evening gowns and covered up more, and she is classier.
I gotta tell you, another thing too, Maurice, I don't like the blonde. Now, Maria?
Yeah, Maria.
No, Maria. Oh, my God. Yeah.
She's a little batshit crazy anymore, but, I mean...
I'd fuck her in her ass.
Who cares?
I'm like KKK Kyle. The things I do to her are illegal in, like, 41 states. I'd do more than that to her. Anyway. We digress. TWR After Dark. What in the hell?
I'm not sure.
Fuck! You need to type in Melina Perez.
What the fuck were we saying?
Okay, Richard says, Nikki. Hell no, Nikki is fucking stupid hot plastic or not. Thank you!
But I think most people take Maria over both of them. I would definitely take Maria.
I would take Nikki still over Maria.
You're fucking stupid.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Nikki is still hotter.
So you want to get John Cena? In my opinion, that's really what you're saying.
Over whoever Maria is, she was with like half the locker room too.
We don't know that for sure.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it was with half the locker room. Let's talk about Melina.
Melina was hot.
Apparently, AJ is almost as bad though.
Really?
That's what I've heard. I mean,
Lita was bad too.
But she's also been with like Cena for a short period of time. There's a few different people she's been with.
Wow.
Apparently,
anyway. Good God, we've gotten off the tangent.
You see, Kyle agrees with me. Hell no, Maria is way better.
No, absolutely not.
All right, let's get back to the show.
All right. Do we have any other? Oh, network launches tomorrow.
WWE Network launches tomorrow, 8 a.m. in like 8 hours.
9 a.m. Eastern time in like 8 hours. Sign up, you get a free week trial, and so what's the first thing you guys want to watch?
Heath?
I don't know. I kind of actually want to go back and maybe look up some of the old WCW pay-per-views. There's actually a couple I had gone. Well, I know one of I did actually go to. I actually had gone to a Great American Bash at one point.
Okay.
That was back in the WCW days.
Okay. I can't say the bad options. Would you like to know what mine is?
Sure, what is yours?
I think that's because I've never seen it. Over the Edge 99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've never seen that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That may be one of the first ones I go watch. Adrian?
You know, I'm looking to see if I can get the list here.
There's a list. You just got to type in... it was on their website, actually. The WWE's website. Just type in... something. Anything. Oh, wait. Clear out of here. Back out of here.
Okay.
All right. Go, and it'll even say event pay-per-view on WWE.net down right there.
Okay. All right, let me get this pulled up here.
That should have the full list. There you go. Those are all the WWE ones.
How far back does it go?
WWE-wise, it goes to WrestleMania 1, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what about WCW?
That's going to be in the 80s as well. Those are all the WWE ones. There's the WCW ones. Starrcade 83.
Good God.
I go back. God, oh, you know what?
Which Great American Bash I'd gone
to. I can't
to.
Remember which Halloween Havoc it was, but it was when they had the Lethal Lottery.
Actually, that was one of the ones I was going to... I know there was a... I think there was also the Lethal Lottery at like a Super Bowl or Slam Bree or something.
Something like that.
Wow. Man, that is a lot.
I want to watch a Lethal Lottery event. I'm done looking to see what events that happened at.
Where are you going to look to paint? You know if you just type in there, it'll... Google search it.
No, I downloaded something and it takes it somewhere else and it's crappy.
Oh, you can okay.
Uninstall it.
I tried that twice.
Interesting.
Well, I'll get your computer tomorrow.
Yep.
Anyway, so what? You want to find Lethal Lotteries?
Yes, I want to watch a Lethal Lottery event because I haven't seen one of those actually, and I remember them being cool. So,
all right.
All right,
here we go. The Battle Bowl? No.
Starrcade 91.
All right.
Okay. Wow. Look at those faces.
Whoa, Young Sting, Young Luger. Holy shit, Giant Gonzalez, the Steiner Brothers. Jesus Christ.
All right, look at Sting. Good grief.
Marcus Alexander Bagwell and Jimmy Garvin defeated Michael Hayes and Tracy. Good Lord. Austin and Rick Rude.
Yes, they were a team.
Luger and Arn Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Sting teamed up with Abdullah Butcher.
Vader and Mr. Hughes defeated Rick Steiner and the Night Stalker. Wow.
Scott Steiner and Firebreaker Chip.
Johnny B. Badd.
And a recommend on this.
Ron Simmons and Thomas Rich defeated Steve and P.M. Newton. Wow.
Hey, Z-Man's on there.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's go back to the chat there.
All right.
What else you got?
I might watch Starrcade 91 first. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. How far back does ECW? It goes, I think, all the way to the beginning.
Barely Legal is the first one for ECW.
All right. So, I've got my news story for you.
Okay.
WWE superstar relieved. Wellness policy doesn't test for herpes.
Wow.
World Wrestling Entertainment's so-called wellness policy, which screens superstars for the use of banned substances, does not test for sexually transmitted diseases, much to the relief of promiscuous wrestler Dean Ambrose. Ambrose was nervous after submitting a urine sample to WWE medics yesterday, not because he has taken any performance-enhancing drugs or recreational narcotics, but because of the burning sensation he felt while urinating.
Wow.
The leader of the Shield is a brazen anti-hero whose bad boy allure attracts plenty of attention from female fans, allowing Ambrose to seduce groupies or ring rats in cities around the world. During one such instance of extracurricular coitus, they actually used coitus. That's great.
Nice.
Ambrose contracted a scorching case of herpes, which he treats with a special shampoo that he hides from his Shield brethren. Although Ambrose's recent wellness policy test came back clean, several fellow wrestlers have noticed him agitatedly scratching his groin area. These wrestlers have asked Ambrose to kindly refrain from utilizing the leg scissors maneuver due to its close head-to-groin proximity.
Oh, no, that's pretty bad.
Wow.
That was funny. The story's actually got a picture of Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns with some flight attendants, like, just posing for pictures with him.
Jeez.
Wow, that's bad.
You got anything, Adrian?
No, I'm done.
You done?
Yeah.
Are we done? Is there anything else I got?
All I can say is, hey.
Anything else going from the chat?
Tomorrow night should be very interesting as far as Raw.
We got anything else from chat there, Adrian?
Take a look here. No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, good. After an hour and 45 minutes,
I actually pre-pranking. I know what I'm going to watch first on the network.
Uh-oh.
Oh, actually, I got one other thing, too. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to watch Bash the Beach 96 first.
Oh, when Hogan turned.
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't think I've ever seen that one. I mean, I've seen bits
and
pieces.
I've only ever seen the clips. I never got to watch the event, so I want to go back and watch that.
All right.
I have a feeling we're going to be going back and watching a lot of
different types
of pay-per-views.
Okay, so I've got a game for you guys real quick.
All right.
And you guys have to be fast on this, okay?
Okay.
I saw something the other day, and it's been a while now because I've been doing this for the last month. Can you guys name a wrestler for every letter of the alphabet?
Yes.
Okay. Adrian's taking the chance. Do you think you can do it? Has to be someone totally different.
Does the word the count?
No.
Okay, then I can do it.
Okay. Are you up for it?
There's no way I can do it because, I mean, I would have to think way too hard.
Okay. You want to go with me?
Am I doing that, like just all of them?
Yeah, let's go. A.
Abdullah Butcher.
Alex Wright. B.
Bobo Brazil.
Bam Bam Bigelow. C.
Chris Candido.
Carlito. D.
Daniel Bryan.
Dean Ambrose. E. Evan Bourne. Keep track of the alphabet.
El Trito.
F.
Flash Funk.
Fire Ferguson. Thanks for our tournament.
G.
Gangrel.
There was... I'm trying to remember the guys. Golga was the oddities guy that had the mask. It was Earthquake with the mask on, but he was like Golga or something. It was...
I would give you Goldberg on that one if you
Goldberg,
want.
Goldberg,
okay.
H. Hulk Hogan.
Hardcore Holly.
I.
Ivan Koloff.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
Ice Train.
J.
Jerry Lynn.
Jeff Jarrett.
K.
Kofi.
Killer Kowalski.
L.
Lance Storm.
Lash LaRue.
Nice.
M.
Maurice.
Miz.
N.
Nikki Bella.
Nova.
All right.
O.
Oscar from Men on the Mission.
Oscar was not a wrestler.
Okay.
Owen Hart.
Fine.
Oscar was the rapper.
Ole Anderson.
Okay.
Well, there you go. P.
Paul Roma. Come on.
Canadian news.
Okay, you could have went Papa Shango.
Yeah, I did. Papa Shango.
This would be interesting. Q.
This was kind of a hard one. Because I went Queen Charmel with this one. Because that's the first one I could think of. Something with a Q was Queen.
Blah. Yeah.
And she's the first queen I can think of.
Yeah, she did go by Queen Charmel.
I would also say that it was also Queen Sherry with a Macho King at one point in time, too.
There you go.
Yeah, wow. R?
Ricardo Rodriguez.
Rick Rude.
S?
Stone Cold.
Seth Rollins.
There you go.
T?
Taz? Triple H?
Yeah, there's so many T's.
Yeah.
I'll go, since you stole the one I was going to take.
Triple H? Taz?
Which one? I just want to take Triple H.
Oh.
We'll say Tatanka.
Nice. Yeah,
there you go. You?
Umaga.
Very good.
Uncle Zeb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He does go by Uncle Zeb.
But he's not really a wrestler right now. Not as Uncle Zeb.
He's got a match with Uncle Zeb.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're right. God damn it.
V.
Val Venus.
Victoria.
There you go.
Okay.
W.
Wild Man, Mark Merrow.
I'm going to go with... Wade Barrett.
X.
This is
Xavier Woods.
God damn it.
Oh, here we go with Shane's list.
Don't look at Shane's list yet.
Ooh, nice.
Because I'm sure he's got a couple in there that you guys probably didn't think of as well.
God damn, man. I can't think of another X.
I can think of one. This was real hard.
Hang on. Give me a minute to come up and just think. This is the fucking hardest letter, I think.
Yeah, X is definitely much harder than Q.
It was a special holiday wrestler.
Oh, Santa Claus. Yes.
Was that X? And then Claus. Wow. K-L-A-W-S. Yes.
Why?
Yoko, of course.
Yokozuna, you mean?
Yeah.
The Yellow Dog. Brian Pillman wrestled under the mask.
That's right.
And finally, Z.
The Z-Man.
Zeus!
There you go.
Yeah, nice.
Good job, buddy. And actually, one thing I did think of when we were talking about V's. Okay. Wrestler popped into my head. How do I... Big Viscera.
Yes.
Big V. Yeah.
Big Daddy V.
If you haven't heard it yet, where the fuck have you been? But the other night, unfortunately, Viscera did pass away. I can't remember why. Like, if it was a heart attack or what, but I know he was working on losing weight and all that, so.
Yeah.
He lost apparently like something like 80 pounds in the last like 6 months or something.
Yeah. And TMZ said something like really inappropriate too, along the lines of like, talking about his weight loss. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was
too much weight too soon or something.
Yeah, something very, you know. So
yeah,
but yes.
So
our thoughts and prayers go out to the.
I mean, not Wheeler Mercy.
To the family.
Our thoughts and prayers do go out to Wheeler Mercy. We missed your gimmick that Bray Wyatt stole.
Yes. So anyway, sad news there.
Yes.
You know, I've noticed the older we get, the more wrestlers that die.
Yeah.
It's not the first time we've had to play that on the show
for
the passing of a wrestler. All right. So now, with that being said.
All right.
All right.
Break glass. Be done.
One. That's for Heath.
You have a vagina! Fuck you. You have a
vagina! All right. Now we're done.
Should we read Shane's list because he did a pretty good job?
Okay. Let's go.
We can read it.
I had Al Snow, Batista, Christian, Dean Ambrose, Eddie Guerrero, Fandango.
Ooh.
Gregory Helms. Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Iron Sheik, Jeff Hardy, Ken Kennedy, Leo Kruger, Mark Henry, Nathan Jones, Owen Hart, Percy Watson, Queen Sherry, Rick Rude, Stone Cold, Tyson Tomko, Umaga, Vinny Vegas, Wrath, Xavier Woods, Yokozuna, and Zeus.
Good job!
Yes. Hats off to the chain.
Yes, good job, buddy. Alright, so what do we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
Okay.
What's the next show
are
after?
Are we even on a network anymore?
Huh?
Are we even on a network anymore?
Yeah, we
are. Let's be on a
network.
Oh, okay.
What's our next show?
Let's see. Well, next show on the network or next show that we show on our website?
Featured podcast. Let's cover those real quick.
All right. So there's Talk TNA, which usually comes out tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Usually you can... They actually do theirs live most of the time, too. It's like 3 o'clock our time, so 4 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, something like that.
Because they're across the pond.
Right, they're in jolly old England.
Chip Chip. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Captain Crunch. Anyway.
All right, but anyway.
David and Claudia.
Yes, husband and wife team that talk about TNA.
You should, if you're going to start watching TNA, you should listen to them.
I might.
Okay. So, yeah, they're on our website to download. But lately they've been doing live, so in the afternoon.
And Andy's been working late on Thursday, so I've been watching it while I'm waiting for to get home. Because there's
there
not
go.
Anything else on Thursday.
You can't night. Masturbate because of the growth.
Right.
Okay. And, okay, so...
Well, honestly, it only takes like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. The next featured podcast was one of your favorites to cover.
It is, actually. I like FTW quite a bit. I wish I got to listen to it more often, but I don't.
I forgot about them. I was thinking the other one.
Oh, there's another featured podcast?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, there is another picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But anyway, FTW.
FTW at FTWlive.com. You can, they are join Brian Garvin, Lee, Joe, Harrison, Rob, and other people as they talk about everything, basically.
Yeah. Kind of a better version of us.
They are. They're a more topic-based, better on-track version of our show.
They're not after dark like we are, so no. We can get away with more.
Yes. No, they drop a few F-bombs, but they don't get us much off-track.
No, no. And then the final feature podcast.
Oh, yes. You can join KK Kyle and the Angry Aborigines, AA Jake Mullins. They talk about ROH and other like random like old wrestling stuff on the Wrestling Niche.
Yes. Once Kyle gets better, because... You know, again, like we said, hole in my head, I wouldn't want to deal with Jake either.
I'm relatively sure Jake put the hole in his head.
I'm not 100% sure that...
Had to get the pressure relief because Jake caused such a massive headache.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then Wednesday nights, the other live show on the network.
Yes, Shooting from the Hip.
With
the original Dan Phillips, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Sean, Brown Eye Brown. As they talk about wrestling and other stuff.
Yes, they do.
They talk about... They're almost as random as we are sometimes.
Yeah. They talk more TNA and Ring of Honor.
So they do our show only with like more Ring of Honor and TNA stuff.
Holy shit. Breaking news. I don't have a breaking
back
news
this
on.
Week.
Yes, apparently we will have a new wrestling match.
I will be back this week.
Awesome. Good. Someone's got to put Jake in his place. And then if you have a problem with something we said, what's our email address? Well, what can I do, Adrian?
They can first go fuck themselves.
And then?
Contact the Rodfather.
There you go. actually.
And tell them don't like the show. And the Rodfather will tell you to piss off.
There you go.
or a PR person.
Yes. Or you can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to us through iTunes. And, again, if you want to be on the show, get a hold of me. And what else we got here? Oh, if you go to our website, there's articles. If Richard's not too lazy to write one, we'll have articles. And
yeah.
We're working on a few other projects on there.
Michael Classic has got a new Classic Angel up tonight.
He does.
Ah, excellent.
And then Paul Jordan posts everything on the website.
Yep.
Yes. Hardest working man on the network.
Because I don't know how to do it. And I think he's got real sources, whereas I don't.
Yes. He's got actual sources.
And then also right now, we have the worst gimmicks tournament going on right now on the... TWR website. Vote on those. Actually, kind of funny. Put together by the Rodfather, James Markoff.
Yes,
he is. This is all his brainchild with the help from us. And I think we may have had to announce a winner tonight, but I forget if we were supposed to do that.
Well, I don't remember like an actual list of like actual winners.
I don't know. But we'll
make that correction next week.
Yeah. So go on there. Vote. He's got... Actually, it's pretty fucking funny. It really is.
There's some bad matches on there.
There's really bad matches on there. And I think we're done. I ain't got anything to be freaked out. First, before we go away, I just want to thank everyone for showing up tonight.
Yes.
Thank everyone for downloading the show. It was fun. Shane, please come back. But yeah, if you want to be on the show, get a hold of me and type in.
Now next week, hang on, we need to let everyone in.
Yes,
we
need to clarify.
From now on, hold on, we're switching our time up. We're going to start at 9:45 Central, 10:45 Eastern. We are changing. Just because I'm tired of being up this goddamn late. So, starting next week, we're going to be on about a half hour earlier.
Unless it's a pay-per-view, then we won't be on until after the pay-per-view.
Right, because that's obvious.
But we're going to try to pick up as soon as the pay-per-view ends from now on, as opposed to...
Because we can watch it on our phones now.
Yes. Indeed.
Yes.
Or I can queue it up on my
computer. Or computers and whatever. So anyway, do I get anything else? I think everyone.
Fuck no, I'm here.
If you want to get a hold of, if you want to be on the show, get a hold of me and write in the subject line of the email or the Facebook message. Heath is a douchebag, and we're going to try to have someone new on the show every week from now till WrestleMania.
Yep,
most interactive show on TV.
Maybe Richard once.
Yeah, maybe
somebody new cannot.
Okay, maybe
has-beens.
Anyway, so with that being said,
changing the league, so I got to get to fucking level 10. Fuck him.
Yep.
What?
Change that wrestling league where you gotta be to level 10 to get into it.
Oh, yeah, and then,
I get to level 8, so I'm like, hey, send me the invite, I'm ready to get in. He's like, well, you can't do it to level 10 now. I'm like, well, fuck off.
Yeah, apparently, he's in charge of a, game called Wrestler Unstoppable on Facebook.
Yeah.
You actually have to do it through your computer because there's no app. But, he's in charge of, he's running a, wrestling league on the Future Endeavors Wrestling.
Well, it's kind
of
fun.
I don't like the game.
It's okay.
I'll be honest, I don't like it. So, anyway, I'm done. I got nothing else. Heath, you got anything else?
No, I sure don't.
All right, so I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long. It's all those crickets out there.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been...
Albon!
You motherfucker! Suck it! I hate you, son of a bitch.
And...
God damn it, I'm going to hurt you.
And,
that's how you mic check.
Since you stole mine, then I guess I'll be like, the gay voice like you are, toodles.
Is that more Heath?
That is more Heath.
Oh, fuck you.